Torrin talks, and so can Drew in the house, yo. Torrin isn't black, I'm black. Don't listen to her. She learned the black lessons from me.
Yeah, I learned everything from Drew.
Exactly. So.
My real name is Claire.
And mine's Daquan.
No, it was Daquan.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I know my name.
She. What's the topic at hand today?
The topic we're going to talk about is introversion, because that's a big thing that people have been talking about lately, because how I was kind of first introduced to like how introversion is kind of being viewed now, and I kind of went along with it. So I'm not going to like. I would talk shit about it, but at the beginning, I openly admit that I was kind of one of these people at one point. But basically, it's almost like everybody is kind of looking into like introversion superiority. How I've been exposed to it is there's been a bunch of articles, and it's almost like they're going for like a "we're better, fuck you, annoying introverts, we're the smarter ones." You guys can take your introversion and go fuck yourself. It's like very hostile to the extroverts.
Yeah.
Which it's funny because like if you're into like personality types and stuff like that, a lot of people, I mean, it's not for every single personality type, but a lot, including myself, introverted types, their natural fit is the extroverted type. I think it's gone a little too crazy to kind of sit there and say like introverts are the best, they're way better than extroverts, because I mean I think it's the same with everything. We're like, you should know the person on an individual basis more than anything else. Like, it's not like somebody's like, you find out someone's an extrovert and you're like, oh gosh, I didn't know you're retarded, you know. It's like, it's kind of like it's kind of like how people are thinking about it now, and I'm an introvert, and I openly recognize that I think it's starting to get over the top the way people are talking about this. What are some of your thoughts?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And I feel like some people that are introverted use that as like crutch.
Oh yeah, to be a dick.
Yeah, just to be a douche. And it's just like, well, sorry. Yeah, you know, like I can't, you know, do whatever because I'm an introvert. So, you know, like fuck you, deal with it. I don't run around yelling and screaming all over the place because I'm an extrovert.
Yeah, that's
true. If I did that, you know, if I just run into a building and go, ah! And then be like, oh, sorry, I'm an extrovert. You know, everybody's going to be like, get your life.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be accepted. So I don't understand why douchebag behavior should be accepted just because you're an introvert. Like, being an introvert is not a pass to be a douche to everybody.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Yeah, and so. I get it. Like, I am incredibly introverted, and, you know, it's hard sometimes. It really is, especially in, like, middle school and high school for me, because society very, very much rewards and looks toward extroversion. And so for me, I kind of went through this internal struggle because I was an introvert. I was incredibly introverted, trying and wanting to be an extrovert, and it didn't work out. And then once I kind of like looked within myself, it's like, oh hey, I'm introverted, and I actually like, you know, not being a crazy socialite and trying to be friends with these people that don't give a fuck about me. And things got easier from there. And I get that there's kind of anger, because it's like, yeah, a lot of the reason why I'm introverted is because I don't like talking to stupid people. And there's a lot of those around.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I like to be with my own thoughts. But I think there's a way to go about that without being so goddamn condescending.
Exactly.
And especially, like, you know, there's some pretty intelligent, very nice extroverts out there, you know. When you, like, criticize extroverts, you're definitely, like, overgeneralizing a lot of people that have been making these kind of articles. And let's be honest, there's a place for both, you know. We kind of need extroverts.
Yeah.
We need introverts, you know.
And I also feel like if people are really honest with themselves, I feel like even the most extroverted person has a little bit of an introverted.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I would say that I'm an extrovert, I guess, if people knowing me would say that. If someone put me in a category, they would say, well, she's really extroverted. But me, actually, I don't think I am. So it's funny because, I mean, I know I am to a point, but I know sometimes I can be, I do like my own space, and I do like being, like, I need my me time, like, something, like, I require as, like, a function of living, like, where nobody's bothering me for, like, a couple hours and just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like, I have to have that, otherwise it's, like, crazy town. You know, I'm definitely a social person. I don't know, I feel like a lot of introverts, not all the time, but, you know, an extroverted person to me doesn't pull it out and then stick it away when it's convenient.
Yeah.
Like, if you know, if you have a friend that's extroverted, they're extroverted 99% of the time.
Yeah.
I would say that's me. I would say that I'm an extrovert 99% of the time. I'm the first person to speak to someone, or I'm the first person to be like, oh, hey, what's up? You know, like, whatever. Introverts is like, I feel some people, not all introverts, but I feel like some of them, it'll be like, I'm introverted because I don't feel like, it's an excuse to not do something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, you kind of get the feeling that they're kind of, like, looking down on a bunch of people and just be like, back away from me, peasants, you dirty plebs.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, there's plenty.
Yeah.
I've met plenty of really stupid introverted people. I mean, that doesn't, you know, just because you're introverted doesn't necessarily mean that you're smarter. You got dumb and asshole people on both sides of the spectrum.
Of course.
And things people gotta understand is, like, most people have qualities of both of them, because, like I was talking about before with the personality types, when you get typed and you get those four letters, you get a percentage,
yeah,
too, of how,
yeah,
much, you know. So no, it'd be pretty ridiculous to have something that's 100%, you know, introverted or extroverted. I think it's definitely kind of silly just to put something so complicated as human behavior in a little box like that. You're only introverted,
yeah,
extroverted. And it's hard because that's a human thing. You're either Democrat or Republican. You're black or white. You're minority or majority. You know, it doesn't actually mean anything. It's just kind of something we made up to kind of feel better. Which I'm not saying,
yeah,
you know, don't take that as, like, he said introversion, extroversion isn't a real thing. I just mean, like, you know, we
no,
kind of go overboard with the labeling sometimes.
Just to kind of, like, piggyback on what you're saying about human behavior.
Yeah. It's
humans are naturally social.
Yeah.
We're social creatures. So for you to be like, you know, you're an introvert, I can understand if an introverted person doesn't want to be social even 50% of the time.
Yeah.
But 99% of the time, like, you're kind of veering into, like, bullshit territory.
Yeah.
To me. In my opinion.
You're probably a very lonely fuck.
Sometimes I just feel like people don't like to put themselves out there, and they don't like taking risks, and they don't like looking stupid, and they don't like rejection or failure. So it's easier to keep to yourself and not ever try anything than to actually take a risk and put yourself out there and it potentially backfire.
Did you just open up my brain and read all my thoughts?
Why were you gonna say that?
No, I'm just saying, like, I mean, that's pretty much where a lot of my social, like, inhibitions kind of come from, is just stuff like that, like, oh gosh, you know, I'm not naturally good at this, I'm not naturally good at talking to people, what if I do talk to them and they're really dumb, now I'm stuck talking to this dumb person. And
no, you're not, you just walk off.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about, like, in social situations, obviously you can't,
yeah,
do that if you're hanging out with friends at some place or at some party. It's like, now you're just starting shit with people.
Oh, well, I mean, that's what
alcohol is for. Oh, yeah, it helps. Yes, I am incredibly introverted, and you people that are introverted or think you're introverted, alcohol does help. It really does. Both, not only with, like, being more comfortable with yourself and, like, putting yourself out there, but also with, like, dealing with certain people. Like, there's certain people that I could not stand being around, but if I'm drunk, I'm just like, oh my gosh, this guy's hilarious. I'm, like, still self-aware where I'm like, I wouldn't hang out with this guy in any other situation, but right now this is funny.
Yeah. I mean, that's what makes those nights funny. It's like, remember that stupid guy?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so, yeah. Can I tell the story of when I first met you?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so, so when I first met Drew, the first time I met Drew, I actually didn't know that, because we both worked together when I was in Texas, and at the time, I didn't know he was working there. I just thought he was, like, some rando kid that was in there, because people would be in the office all the time, so I was just like, oh, there's some rando kid.
Yeah, because I got dropped off, like, earlier than I was supposed to, and the guy that was supposed to train me didn't get there. When I did, because I got there so early, so I was just kind of some random dude just sitting inside, and she's like, what?
Yeah, but
definitely not a hostile look, but like, what's he doing?
But I was the first person that kind of talked to Drew, because I was just like, oh, this dude's new, so I'm just gonna be like, oh, hey, what's up, new dude? And he was just looking at me like, why is this chick talking to me? Like, I don't know her. Like, what do you want? You know? And then I was just like, oh, well, maybe he's just shy. So, like, most people would just be like, oh, he's not talking to me. He's a douche and just went on about their business. But I was like, I can't work with people that I don't talk to me. I just can't, because I talk. So I need somebody to talk to. So I just kept kind of like pestering Drew until he became my friend. So that's just kind of how that happened.
It definitely, I honestly didn't think, like, oh, this, what's she want? Why is she bugging me? Like, you know, that's why we became friends. I just, it takes a little bit for me to warm up to people sometimes. And it's really
but
not
you're
a negative,
very nice.
It's not always a negative thing. Like, sometimes it really is just I'm a super shy person and all that stuff. So now at work, I still work at the same place, and I'm much more social with people, because, like, I already know majority of them. Like, because I know the majority of people, when there's a new person, I'm more comfortable, because I know that I know people there mixed with the new people, so it's easier for me. That job actually helped me, like, be a little bit more social. Like, I would go to work, because I have to interact with people, and I would go to work, and they would, like, start talking about the weather, and I'd be like, oh my fucking god. I mean, I still am not the biggest fan of small talk, but now I'm much better at it. Now, I'm so used to it, and I have it all the time, that I'm much more able to do that. And before, like, literally before, I'd have this problem. I still do sometimes, but I'm much better about it, is, like, if there's somebody in public that looks at me and then smiles at me, I'm instantly like, there's just like something going on in my head, like, all the men are running around, there's like the men in the control room, like in that Pixar movie Inside Out, is that right, Inside Out?
Yeah.
And there's just like alarms and shit going on, and everybody being like, why didn't that person smile at me, they don't even know me, they know nothing about me, what is their game? So you know, I admit that, like, you know, like I said, super introverted, and I think it has its merits, but that's definitely not one of them. I'm definitely taking it to the extreme, and I'm better about that now. I understand that.
I'm somewhere in the middle between shy and antisocial.
Yeah.
Because when I was younger, I was very quiet. Not because I didn't have a lot to say, because anybody that knows me know I have a lot to say about everything all the time. But it's just that if I'm unsure of a situation, I'm very observant. Like, I just stand back and just watch.
But I was totally fucking clueless. Like, the way in my head was like, all right, to get with a girl, to date one, I have to understand them. I have to study them. And it's like, I wanted to do everything but actually fucking talk to them to get better. So it's like, I'm just some weird ass kid, just like, the fucking notepad, like, interesting, instead of actually talking to them, like, this is why I was destined to get anthropologist, because I'm just like, be you and let me watch and make observations and assumptions about it, you know. So that's kind of where that comes from. I mean, it's true when you're cultural anthropologist, you kind of are professional stalking people.
And I wish...
Any of you... I was just saying, any of you famous-ass people that are fans, because, I mean, obviously we have celebrities that listen to this. You should let us know so you can get on this action.
I mean, wouldn't that be funny, though?
It's like some random person like Michael J. Fox.
I know, that'd be so funny if a celebrity randomly came across this and they just contacted us, like, yeah, I want to be on your podcast.
Yeah, I want to be on.
I know, that'd be cool.
I bet it'd be something ridiculous, like, it would cost $1,000. They'd be like, well, fuck, dude.
No, I just wish we could get, you know how, like, sometimes celebrities just do those rando things, like, where they're just like, that'd be cool.
I feel like nobody would believe us, though, if we actually did get somebody. They would be like, that's not the real him.
Because then that person would post it, like, on their,
Well, we should just, like, troll people and just be like, Robert Downey Jr.'s on the next edition of the podcast. Get ready for it.
just say a random.
So then, like, that'd be funny to do that if, like, we actually had, like, a huge following.
I know.
Like, I would spam his, like, Facebook and Twitter and just be like, oh my gosh, you're going to be on. He's like, who the fuck are these people?
Or it'd be cool if, like, Chris Pratt. Podcast. That'd be funny.
Oh, God.
That would be fun.
Man, he has gotten more. I'm sorry, I have to be gay for a second. He has gotten very man pretty.
I know.
My God.
Like,
I'm pretty sure I mentioned it on a previous podcast, but I mean, especially in the new Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Yeah, he's cute. He's very man pretty.
Like, he is.
I'm about that Chris Pratt life. So.
just to specify, when I say that a man is good looking, I don't mean that I'm like emotionally or sexually attracted to him. Because I think he's a good looking dude, but if he walked in there and just like whipped out his dick, I'd be like, you need to not do that. That's a little gross. Or if he tried to like kiss me or something, I'd be like, yeah, that's no, thank you. I like to look untouched.
Yeah, but I mean, at least you can I feel like people are so like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, it's like with other women. Like, other women, they're like, oh my gosh, you're so pretty. Like, that doesn't mean they want to fuck or, like, have a relationship with them. It just means that they just think they're pretty. And so this guy kind of looks like Chris Pratt, too. His name's Theoretical Bullshit on YouTube.
Oh, I know him.
Where do you know him from?
He was on a general. He used to be on General Hospital, and now he's on which one is it? He's on one of the other ones. His name is Scott Clifton. Oh, I didn't know he was a YouTuber.
So yeah, that's ends this edition. I know we jump from topic to topic and deal with it.
We shouldn't badger our two people that listen to us.
I'm sorry, two people, come back.
Yes, please come back. Don't listen to Drew.